Analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Story ATA Glance Children's Health Defense, CHD, has released a four-part documentary, COVID Unmasked, which details how the COVID pandemic was used as a convenient opening act for a global takeover. Part 4 details how we can peacefully take our country back by ensuring our county sheriffs are willing to do their duty, which is to uphold and protect the constitutional rights of their residents. Any law that violates the Constitution is null and void, no matter who makes it, and an unconstitutional law imposes no duties, confers no right, creates no office, bestows no power or authority on anyone, affords no protection, and justifies no acts performed under it. No matter how dire the emergency, the Constitution may not be suspended or violated. No government agent or agency has the authority to overrule the local sheriff's decisions. The sheriff is the ultimate authority and law enforcement power in his or her jurisdiction. Children's Health Defense, CHD, recently released a four-part documentary called COVID Unmasked. Part 4 is featured above. The trailer and previous three episodes can be found on chd.tv. Parts 1 details the problem. The medical system is destroying health. Lawyers destroy justice. Psychiatrists destroy minds. Scientists destroy truth. Major media destroy information. Religions destroy spirituality, and governments destroy freedom. Part 2 reveals how the COVID pandemic, which was sold to us as a fight against a novel and deadly zoonotic virus that had jumped species at a Chinese wet market, was merely the first part of a pandemic for-profit business model, where mass vaccination is a tool to gain more control, more power and, of course, more money. In part 3, the big picture is revealed, showing how the COVID pandemic was a convenient opening act of a great reset, at the end of which regular people will own nothing and be happy. The interests behind the COVID pandemic and the global coup are documented, how long this plan has been in the works and, in part 4, above, how we can stop it, before we lose our country, our liberty, and our humanity. Understanding our constitutional rights. The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees the right to privacy, the right to be left alone and to make our own decisions. Like other amendments in the Bill of Rights, it doesn't create the right to privacy, it secures it, thereby limiting government interference with it. The Bill of Rights precede the existence of the U.S. government, and are based on basic principles inherent in humanity itself, i.e., natural law. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and cannot be superseded or nullified by any other law. As stated in Article 4, this Constitution, and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made, under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Any law that violates the Constitution is null and void, no matter who makes it, and an unconstitutional law imposes no duties, confers no right, creates no office, bestows no power or authority on anyone, affords no protection, and justifies no acts performed under it. That's a quote from an 1886 Supreme Court case, Norton v. Shelby County, 118 U.S. 4251. Closing parenthesis. Quoting further from that decision, no one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law and no courts are bound to enforce it. Yet, during the COVID pandemic, unconstitutional rules and mandates were not only issued but in most cases also upheld. Without a trace of shame, government officials even called for barring the unvaccinated from society at large. Constitution cannot be suspended under any circumstance. These actions were justified on the basis that we were in an emergency that required some basic rights to be temporarily suspended. However, no matter how dire the emergency, the Constitution may not be suspended or violated. In a 2020 fact check, too, Reuters tried to debunk the claim that constitutional rights cannot be suspended by citing the 1988 Stafford Act, which grants the president the authority to declare a major disaster and empowers the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to coordinate the nation's response, completely missing the point that no law can supersede the Constitution and is void if in violation with it. The Constitution sets certain lines that may not be crossed, even in an emergency. Tilde U.S. District Judge William S. Stickman IV. As noted by U.S. District Judge William S. Stickman IV, in a September 2020 ruling in the case of County of Butler et al. Versus Governor Thomas W. Wolf et al. The Constitution sets certain lines that may not be crossed, even in an emergency. As noted in the film, dozens of court rulings have affirmed this basic fact. The last line of defense against government overreach. Over the past 3 years, we've seen countless examples of local, state, and federal officials granting themselves unconstitutional powers and suspending people's rights under the auspice of a public health emergency. It would seem there's no office left to rein in these power-hungry despots. Or is there? Yes, fortunately there is, and it's your county sheriff. The county sheriff is one of the most important elected officials we all have the opportunity to vote for, so making sure they understand their role in protecting your constitutional rights is crucial. Ultimately, your local sheriff is in charge of actually enforcing whatever rules and regulations are laid down by state lawmakers, your city or county councils, and executive orders from city mayors or governors. Contrary to what some people think, mayors and governors don't make laws, the state legislatures do that. But they can influence city and state legislation as well as invoke executive orders under certain circumstances. Point 3. Sometimes sheriffs and local and state police may be asked by their mayor or governor to enforce an executive order. However, sheriffs can refuse if they believe the executive order is unconstitutional. For example, during the pandemic, county sheriffs in Michigan, 4, Texas, 5, Ohio, 6, even California, 7 informed their governors they would not enforce mandatory mask orders since they weren't actual laws. The sheriffs of Pinal County, Arizona, 8, Douglas County, Illinois, 9, Snohomish County and Klickitat County, Washington, 10, and many others also refused to enforce their state's stay-at-home orders. Lincoln County, New Mexico, Sheriff Michael Wood even issued a cease and desist order to Governor Michelle Grisham when she tried to order stores to close in January 2021, and one rural Oregon sheriff single-handedly ended the business closures simply by declaring the closures unconstitutional. These are actions that every sheriff, in every county across the nation could, and should, have taken, because mask mandates aren't laws, and would be unconstitutional if they were made into law. And government does not have the constitutional right to decide who can work and make a living, and who cannot. These sheriffs understood that forcing people to wear masks and stay at home is something government does not have the power to do under the Constitution, and they protected their citizens from what was obvious overreach and abuse of power. And, importantly, no government agent or agency in the land had the authority to overrule their decisions. No one can tell the sheriff what to do. We owe this to Richard Mack, a retired sheriff and current president of Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers, CSPOA, 11, who sued 12-13 the U.S. government over the Brady Bill, also known as the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act, 14 signed into law by President Clinton in November 1993. For the first time in U.S. history, the Brady Bill conscripted county sheriffs to enforce federal law, in clear violation of the Constitution. Mack sued to protect state sovereignty, and had it not been for Mack winning this lawsuit, sheriffs would not have had the legal ability to stand against tyranny and protect constitutional rights today. They'd buy just another arm of the federal government. In winning this Supreme Court case, Mack pushed the federal government back and reaffirmed the rights of states and the people. Justice Antonin Scalia wrote the decision, and several quotes from that decision are featured in COVID Unmasked. Scalia noted that the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions, and prevents the temptation to concentrate power in one location as an expedient solution to the crisis of the day. And the COVID-19 pandemic was just that. The crisis of the day. Now, the WHO is trying to seize the authority to make decisions about all future crises, and we can be sure there won't be an end to crises when the power to rule is tied to there being one. Does your sheriff understand and exercise his power? Download interview transcript, video link. Unfortunately, many sheriffs are as clueless about the Constitution, and their unique role in upholding it, as the average person is. But as noted in the film, the county sheriff is the last line of defense against a government gone rogue. The sheriff has an obligation to protect the constitutional rights of the citizens, including the right to free speech, the right to assemble, and the right to bear arms. In the summer of 2022, I interviewed Mack, video above, about the crucial role of sheriffs when it comes to safeguarding your constitutional rights and protecting your civil liberties against unlawful government overreach. As explained by Mack, this is a crucial time in American history, and we actually have a peaceful and effective solution to it. The only thing that needs to happen is your local officials, especially your sheriff, keep their oath of office. The sheriff is here to protect your civil liberties, your God-given rights. As the Founding Fathers put it in the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature are nature's God. Either way, you don't have to believe in God to appreciate this or to be a part of it. You don't, because these are the rights you were born with. The end of government tyranny starts with you. There are more than 3,100 counties in the U.S., and each of these counties has a sheriff, who is elected by the local community. Three states, Alaska, Hawaii, and Connecticut, do not have sheriffs, so their laws are enforced by other officers such as marshals or deputy sheriffs. 15. Some large cities also have their own sheriffs, including Denver, St. Louis, Richmond, and Baltimore. Many large city sheriffs also typically have several hundred to a couple of thousand full-time personnel. As explained by Mac and detailed in COVID Unmasked, county sheriffs are the best solution to the problem posed by tyrannical despots. Here's what you can do to help put an end to government overreach, which is growing by the day. This list is a compilation of the recommendations of both sources. 1. Look up who your local sheriff is. States will typically have a state sheriff's directory website listing the sheriffs of each county in that state. 2. Find out where your sheriff stands on the subject of constitutional rights and the need to protect them, as evidenced by actual record, not just talk. 3. If your local sheriff proves to be a puppet for those who would enslave us, initiate an immediate recall petition, and persist until he or she is replaced by someone who is willing and able to fulfill their sworn duty to protect the constitutional rights of residents. 4. Forward a copy of COVID Unmasked, Part 4, to your sheriff, so he or she can fully appreciate the scope of their powers and responsibilities. 5. If your sheriff is not already a member of the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, ask them to join and become a recognized constitutional sheriff. The CSPOA educates sheriffs about their constitutional powers and responsibilities, and it's the only organization out there that does that. The training CSPOA offers is crucial, as the traditional training sheriffs receive is fairly inadequate with respect to the understanding and appreciation of their oath, which is to protect and uphold constitutional rights. Many get distracted or confused by the belief or idea that they must enforce things that really are not within their scope of duty. 6. Join the SCPOA yourself. Funding for the CSPOA's educational programs comes from private donations and member dues. Joining the CSPOA is really one of the most highly leveraged investments you could make to secure your personal liberties. All funds go directly toward the education of sheriffs. The organization doesn't even have paid employees. 7. Support your constitutionally minded sheriff any way you can. 8. Get friends, family, and neighbors to take these steps as well. If you want to get even more involved, inquire whether your sheriff allows residents to be deputized, and if the answer is yes, and you fulfill whatever requirements there might be, you can become a deputy sheriff. Taking back America, county by county. The next step is for constitutional sheriffs everywhere to make it known that, from this point forward, they will prosecute those who use drones, helicopters, and other surveillance means to spy on law-abiding residents, those who construct and operate illegal checkpoints and detention camps, those who install 5G towers against the will of the local residents, and every other violation of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Ignorance of the law, and in this case, that's the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, does not excuse you from prosecution or legal liability. That includes police officers, security guards, military personnel, Alphabet Soup Agency agents, doctors, nurses, hospital administrators, school principals, school board members, government officials of every stripe, and everyone else you can think of who violate people's constitutional rights by following unconstitutional, null and void, orders. The sheriff can prosecute them all. If enough people get involved and engage their sheriffs in this fight, we can create constitutional counties and take back America, county by county, one sheriff at a time. Eventually, all the police forces will be on the same page as well, and will no longer enforce unlawful, unconstitutional orders, whatever they might be. As noted in COVID Unmasked, without the military or the police to do their bidding, the tyrants are powerless against us. That's how we take back America without raising so much as a fist.